Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Mario. I'm out this week at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. We're meeting a lot of people, shooting a ton of content. Follow me on Instagram. Catch the stories at Mario Armstrong. In the meantime, we're going to be playing some of your favorite episodes. So enjoy this encore presentation of Wake Up and Level Up. It is time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. Today, I'm going to be talking about a tactic that I call the PLC. It's something I've come up with. The PLC is a structure basically for you to achieve more knowledge, which increases more opportunity when it's applied. See, knowledge alone is not power. I know we say that often, but knowledge alone is not power. Knowledge that is applied is. Your aptitude does not guarantee achievement. Let me say that again. Aptitude does not guarantee achievement, but aptitude is necessary in order to achieve. Might want to rewind that if it lost you. To acquire some aptitude, you must have your PLC, your personal learning curriculum. This is a very tactical thing that you are going to schedule on your calendar, a time block that is solely dedicated to your personal learning. Too often in the day-to-day, we're under deadlines, or we have a full to-do list, or we're in reaction mode. And even though we may intend to read or study up on the latest in our industry, too often we're not doing it enough, unless it's scheduled and it's a non-negotiable. I used to watch how my dad, I remember watching him and how he would read business articles and how he'd have magazines and newspapers. I mean, they'd be everywhere. They'd be by his bedside on the floor or on the carpet. They'd be by his favorite chair in the living room. I was learning at an early age that even though I saw him hustle during the week, he always found time to absorb new information because it was scheduled for him. Sundays were his day. So this summer, I ended up making this really tough decision. I decided to stop doing about 60% of the work I'd normally do. And instead, I put all my heart, soul, and mind into learning. I wanted to go deeper in understanding the psychology of motivation, the neuroscience behind achieving goals, the power of meditation, deeper prayer, etc., etc. I basically turned my summer into summer school by creating my own personal learning curriculum. I did 5 things with varying degrees of success. 4 of them did great. 1, I didn't quite achieve as well. I want to break down these 5 things for you. I want you to simply choose one of these to do. 1, I created playlists of TED Talks, something you can easily do if you sign up at TED.com. I watched several of these at my scheduled time, but it was hard to keep a creative like me on a schedule. So I saved a lot of them. And anytime I had some spare 12, 15 minutes, I could easily pull out my phone and watch one. 2, I started using masterclass.com to take online acting classes, even though it was more like an online acting overview. I was watching hours of curriculum-based video from Samuel Jackson about acting. I mean, I even had Christopher, who's a musician, my son, take a Herbie Hancock course. It was awesome. I also, 3, started using Quizlet. Now, that's an app intended for students to create flashcards. I created flashcards of certain words that I wanted to learn and expand my vocabulary and certain quotes of mine that I just kept forgetting. I have to admit, this is the one thing that I didn't complete, and it's something I'm excited to get back to in 2019. 4, I chose a specific number of books to read this summer, and I finished them all except one. More important to just completing the number of books was the amount of highlighting I did. How many of you, show of hands, have a Kindle? And how many of you use the highlighting feature? It's an overlooked feature if you're not using it. It's powerful to go back and see what I highlighted and need to relearn or recall. And 5, I tried setting a time block for the morning, but I found that to not be effective for me. What I really discovered from this process is that you have to be super realistic and specific with your PLC. So pick one thing you'll decide to do. It can be an online course or just watching a YouTube playlist that you have specifically curated. And then pick a time of day or week where you can dedicate your time to it and make it non-negotiable. So whether it's TED Talks, YouTube, podcasts, free online universities at edx.org, or whatever, at the end of the day, there are so many tools, there's no excuse to get the knowledge you need to apply to be more successful. The biggest challenge is you making your PLC a priority and staying committed to your personal learning. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.